This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters. Praise be to Allah, peace and blessings on His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I wanted to say a few words in regarding to lots of debate and comments going on around the issue of burial for versus cremation. This is a debate that's taking place, certainly a decision's being made, it seems, on Tuesday by the government. The paper's already out, and I'm sure you've heard about it. There's a clause in there regarding giving powers for the government and councils, and in Leeds Council already have taken a position on this, in enforced cremation for all the corpses or dead bodies that die after coronavirus, irrespective of religion and choice. So I don't want to talk too much about the fiqh of washing, ghusl, salatul janaza and burial, etc. That's for a later time. For this moment in time, I wanted to say that on this issue of cremation, certainly a few years ago when the Ebola virus was at its height in the some of the African countries, and you know, with Ebola virus, the it was very lethal. The death rate was around 50% or more. So 50 out of at least every 100 people infected died, that means. And it was certainly infectious more from touch and bodily fluids, blood, etc., and more towards the end of the infection, that mean including the dead bodies. So at that time, I was involved as well, and we gave a fatwa at that time, as did other ulama, about the allowance under medical grounds of cremation of the bodies. And certainly there was no attendance from the families or ghusl or kafan even. And that at that time, if that was as it was, the best way to reduce chance of infection, infecting others, family members, under medical advice, that was the best thing. That was acceptable to then cremate the Muslim bodies in that kind of situation. And that is in regards to Ebola virus a few years ago. The situation now with COVID-19 is slightly different. The reason for suggesting cremation of all bodies is not to do with the lethalness of the infection, etc. But although, of course, there is the idea of not spreading the infection through touch, etc., that's all acceptable and pragmatic. The issue to do with cremation, however, is more to do with logistics, it seems, i.e. When the death rate increases, the lack of storage space for the dead bodies, and the lack of availability of ground prepared for burials as a reason. And so it's a logistical issue. And on that basis, the government having the authority not to have lots of bodies sealed in coffins, even sitting around, but to cremate to reduce the backlog and the pressure, with the pressure on treatment already and the stretch resources. However, this can be overcome with especially cooperation from funeral services and Muslim funeral services and others, perhaps even masajid. And in preparation over the next few weeks, getting the grounds and the places ready, preempting the increase in death rate and burial, by getting grounds ready in the graveyards and increasing the storage capacity. So to for the Muslims who are involved in lobbying and MPs, etc., raising this awareness, I'm in fully support of that. If we're able to do that to avoid cremation, would definitely be best for us, because burial is the way, it is obligatory for us in normal circumstances and situations. in fact, when the decision is made by the government on Tuesday, and we don't know what direction they're going to go in, but just surmise that if the government decide to take that out of our hands and to cremate all the dead bodies, then we must be clear in this kind of situation that it is not a normal situation. It's an emergency state situation. The government has a right to make that decision as a final final situation, and there will be no sin on Muslims, whether ulama or the Muslim community, if that is what is decided and carried out. And what we need to be clear about is that the Muslim body that is cremated will not be asked on the Day of Judgment. There will be no negative effect on the dead Muslim that is cremated either, being raised up in a negative sense, because this was out of their control and out of the Muslim Ummah's control, as would be the case in the case of a body that was cremated of a Muslim through Ebola virus death. So I just wanted to say that at this stage. The rest of the issues to do around the fiqh and understanding of washing of a Muslim deceased, the kafan, the salatul janazah and burial, we'll talk about after Tuesday, inshallah, when we can clarify the situation further. Barakallahu feekum. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.